Today is Wednesday, July 27th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I appear to have left my phone somewhere else in the room. And so Andy Scott tweeted me, and I didn't realize this. So I was talking about buying canned air, and apparently they sell electronic versions of canned air. Now I realize, you know, you could use a fan. My chair just popped. You could use a fan. You could use a hair dryer. You can use a lot of vacuum cleaners have you can reverse the hose or like put the hose. At least we used to have an Electrolux vacuum cleaner when I was growing up. And it was what do they call it? It's the big long tube thing that rolls around. It's not the upright one, but it's the one where, and there's a hose. It's probably called a canister vacuum cleaner. But anyway, I remember there was a sucky hole and a blowy hole. And so you could take the same hose and you could connect that to the blowhole and you could blow, or you could connect to the suck hole and you could suck. So I don't know if all vacuum cleaners have, I don't think all vacuum cleaners have that, but the Electrolux had that. I remember at one point on one podcast saying, oh, I wonder if Electrolux still exists, because the nostalgia, you know, Electrolux. And then I looked it up at one point, and I believe they have been bought by someone else or something like that. And anyway, so I didn't realize that there was an actual canned air electronic replacement, and it's called Compressed Air Duster, New Generation Canned Air. And it's, I don't know, maybe I'll buy it. It's only $50, and the canned air itself was $7 or $8. I don't know how long that thing lasts, but it can't last for very long. So, and I have all this electronic equipment that I'm always needing to blow off. And I don't know. Anyway, thanks for the suggestion, Auntie Scott. Gary Bearden says, stick a water hose in it and turn on the water. So I assume he's talking about the hole next to the foundation and not the mixer. But yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do. I could probably, what will end up happening is I will leave the hole and do nothing. But yeah, I may try the foam idea. I was talking about it with Mark yesterday. I'm not sure if anything is still in there. And, you know, like I said, I don't even know if it's an animal. I just know there's a hole there, and there wasn't a hole there before. Now, hopefully, there's no way to get into the house from underneath the foundation. That, I mean, there shouldn't be, unless there's some pipes or something that they burrow in, you know, that some animal chews into a pipe and then comes out the toilet and bites me in the butt when I'm trying to take a poop. But I don't know. So we'll see what I do there. Mark, Laughing Buddha, Mark, says annuals equals plants that die each year. Perennials equal plants that come back each year, unless you suck at gardening. So I won't remember. I appreciate you telling me. The problem is that's one of the, I don't know if anyone else has this experience, but there are certain pieces of information that fall out of my head. So I'll know it. I'll look it up. I will look it up. I'll Google it and find the definition and whatever. And then, you know, a month later, I won't remember. So that's one of those things where I've looked a million times and gotten the definition of annual versus perennial, you know, et cetera. And it just doesn't stay in my head. But I'm not a big gardener, so maybe I just don't use the words enough for, you know, for them to stick. So last night we did our, let's see, last night was Tuesday night. I'm trying to think of what day today is. I you know, we had just grocery shopped on Monday and I had this plan to cook and I did not feel like cooking. And as I said, I'm going to start my diet and exercise regime next Monday after the Pride 48 weekend. So most of my stressful stuff will be out of the way because I'm a stress eater. And also when I'm stressed, I don't feel like cooking. I mean, I never feel like cooking after work. I mean, I'll just say this. I like to cook for special occasions. I enjoy baking more than I enjoy making a meal. So desserts and stuff like that, pies and cakes and profiteroles and that sort of stuff. The night, every night sort of cooking becomes a chore, you know, where you have to think of what the meal is going to be. You have to plan it. You have to find a recipe or create your own recipe. You have to grocery shop for it, you know, all that kind of, then you have to cook it. And it becomes tedious and I don't enjoy it as much, but especially when I've worked all day, I'm really tired after working all day. And so, and I know housewives everywhere or gay housewives everywhere are like, yeah, tell me about it. So, you know, there's always that, but also I stress eat. And so if I'm in a really stressful period of, you know, where I'm planning Pride 48 or I'm, you know, I have a bunch going on at work and I'm behind and, you know, whatever, I tend to want to have Whataburger or, you know, whatever. And so hopefully my stress level will be down a little bit starting next Monday because I won't have anything else to plan for a while. This week is the busiest week of work for the summer. And once this week is over, it'll settle down a little bit. So hopefully, you know, my stress levels will come down a little bit. So that's the plan. So last night I was like, oh, I don't want to cook, of course. So we went to Freddy's and got burgers. And but I did not get a shake. So, you know, there's a win. And we came back home. And we ate our burgers. I'm trying to remember. We took out the trash, you know, the stuff that Mark did most of it. I took out the recycling. But every Tuesday night we have to, I suck at routine things like that. And Mark is so good at saying, okay, tomorrow's trash day. We've got to, you know, take the stuff out or doing laundry every week. Or, you know, he's very task oriented, get that stuff done, which keeps me organized. But when I was single and living by myself, I'd be like, I'll take the trash out next week, you know, or I'd be like, I'll do the laundry next week. I've got enough clothes to last another week. But Mark's like really strict to the schedule. And so we took the trash out, ate our burgers. We watched Stranger Things and I'm getting back into it. At first I thought, I don't know, you know, after season one, I really liked season one, and then season two was okay. And then season three, I think I slept through most of. And so I wasn't even sure what was going on. But as we've watched a few episodes, I'm getting back into it. So I feel like, it's one of those shows that you really need to binge, I think, because as you start watching it, you get into it. But, you know, when you're starting it, one episode at a time is not... it's not as good. It doesn't really suck you in. Although the last episode that we watched last night before we went to bed, or before we switched to a light show, because we always have to end the evening with a light show, a comedy or a YouTube video or something. But they had a perfect opportunity for a cliffhanger. This monster was chasing this girl and you didn't know if she was going to get away. And she was running towards, you know, this exit, towards this, I don't want to give too much away, but she was running towards her friends, let's just say, who could save her. And they could have cut it right there and you not know what happened. You know, did she die or did she get away? But they actually resolved that before they ended, and then they ended the episode. So that was an interesting choice. They didn't end on the cliffhanger. I got the promo, the beginning of day, end of day recordings from Auntie Scott, and I listened to a couple of them. They sound fantastic. I mean, I had no doubt that they were going to sound good. But one thing I've got to do after I record this is send an email to Auntie Scott, because however he uploaded the files, day two and day three, the files are not, I don't have access to them. So I don't know what Google did, but it didn't. So I'm going to send him I'm going to share a folder with him and say, hey, would you please upload these to this folder? And that way Daniel and I can both get to them as well. But they sound great. And I'm looking forward to using them. And then there was a stream issue. You know, things, when you don't have a staff of people monitoring all this stuff, you know, all the time. And so there was an issue with the stream, and people were trying to test last night and it wasn't working. And so today, and I didn't realize it until today, it's fixed. It was a simple problem, but it's just, you know, if it's not one thing, it's another. Getting ready for this event, but I'm looking forward to the event. There's always that stress of making sure that all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted and everyone has their information and knows what to do and the stream is working. We're almost there. Friday night is when we start. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.